Gabby, your summer breakfast show, only on Hit.
On 13, 12, 16, have you had a pet at a wedding and it's backfired horribly?
Yeah, I'm asking this question this morning because I keep getting asked if I'm going to have my chihuahua, who's 2.5 kilos, in my wedding because he is my little fur baby. He's a huge part of my life. And I'm kind of thinking about organising a wedding at the moment. So to have him part of it would be really lovely. However, I think having a pet as part of your wedding is just that extra layer of stress that maybe I don't need.
The problem with Bear, your dog is too, you are, and don't take this the wrong way, you are the absolute center of his universe.
Yes.
Like his whole life revolves around you. And like food is important.
Oh, yeah.
Nev is important.
Yeah.
Like barking at flies. That is important.
Sure.
But it's all a very, very, very fast second.
Yes.
From you. So he's going to see you.
And he will want no one else.
He's going to act like a chop. He's just going to go bananas.
Even if someone's holding him, he'll like swim in the air trying to get to me.
Until he gets you.
Yes. And I don't want to have a white dress on as either. Well. He molts. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot more cons than pros at this point in time.
Yeah.
But let's go worst case scenario just to see how wrong it can go.
To me, you're 99% you don't want him there.
Yeah, I just want to solidify that so I don't feel bad. Like, I don't want to feel bad that he's not there.
Over the straw that breaks your camel's back. All right.
13, 12, 16. Have you had a pet at your wedding and it's backfired?
Okay, 13, 12, 16. Maria is here. Has it happened to you, a pet at the wedding backfiring, mate?
Oh, this is back in the 80s. I can't remember the name of the park, but he had a big pond.
Yeah.
And we were having photographs taken at the wedding.
Yeah.
And my dog got so excited to see me, she ran and ran and pushed me into the water.
Oh, no!
Pretty much tackled you into the pond.
Yeah, into the pond.
Please tell me you had some good photos taken before that happened.
I did have some good. I mean, no, actually, those photos were even better.
Yeah, I bet they were. Hey, at least you got a story. Hey, this is before the incident. This is after. Good one. Thank you, Maria. 13 12 16 is the phone number. Give us a call. Who we got online?
Kasha.
Kasha. All right, Kasha, thanks for holding. Kasha, did you have a pet at your wedding and it just backfired?
I did. Backfired to a point. So my little niece was walking them down the aisle. I let go of the dogs.
Yeah.
And they ran in different directions. Everyone laughed and we got them back, so it was no problem. During the ceremony, they barked because they were in the front row away from me. And then we had the rings tied to their harness and husband couldn't take the rings off because I tied them too tight.
And the dogs, no doubt, were wiggling around.
They were. However, I wouldn't have changed a thing.
Oh,
it just
really?
Added, I wouldn't have changed anything. It just added that personality to the wedding.
It
so
was, it was perfectly imperfect.
Yeah, and now you've made me even more confused about what I'm going to do.
thanks for nothing, Kasha. Cliffo
and Gabby. Cliffo and Gabby. Your summer breakfast show, only on Hit. Cliffo and